Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Many of you already know that cancer is a monster. There have been many kinds found. And what is more, even within those various kinds, there are many stages and types. Sometimes it's possible to get to those stages or types early enough that it may be healed. But even then, it can rear its ugly face again later in that person's life. You've seen it before. You've seen it in a family member, a friend, a co-worker, a brother or sister in Christ. And you know what it can do. What would you say or what would you do if I were to tell you this morning that there was someone in town who could heal cancer, no matter what kind, no matter what type, no matter what stage, and they could heal it completely? I'm guessing you would say, take me to him or take me to her. And if I did, and the person that you knew was healed, or if you yourself were healed, I imagine there would be no way on earth that person would be able to leave town. What is more, if you found out that that same person who was able to heal cancer was able to heal anything, nearsightedness, farsightedness, broken arms, exercising demons, mental health disorders, any of those things, anything you could think of, any disease, any problem of physical body, this person could heal, I imagine you would never leave their side. Would it surprise you if that healer were then to tell you that they had to leave? They had something even more important to be doing. Paul continues writing in our epistle text this morning that there is still a more excellent way. Last week he had written about prophesying and teaching and healing and speaking in tongues. And yet he writes this morning there is still a more excellent way. That more excellent way is made even more explicit through Jesus' very life. Jesus lives that more excellent way. In our gospel text, Jesus performs healings, both of illness and in casting out a demon. And yet he says himself, that's not why he came. This morning we'll hear about why Jesus did came, about what could be more important. Healing is important, yes, and casting out of demons. But there is something more important. And we'll look for that as we continue through the gospel text this morning. Jesus came down to Capernaum from Nazareth, where he had been preaching in last week's gospel text. And Nazareth was his hometown. He taught them on the Sabbath there in Capernaum. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. These days we don't see many demons being cast out. We don't see many exorcisms. There are plenty of media out there, to be sure. But how many of them are portrayed according to someone's imagination? Here in our text, we have a first-hand witness of an account where a demon was cast out, the witness of Luke. The man with the demon was thrown down, and yet, once the demon had gone, there was no physical damage. There was no way of telling that he had even had the demon. By his mere word, Jesus had cast the demon from the man. And the event was instantaneous. When the people around had seen what Jesus had done, they didn't understand. They asked each other, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." The people around him didn't recognize Jesus' godliness when it was portrayed right in front of them. There they were in the synagogue, where more than likely they had heard preached to them the account of creation, the account of how God, by a single word, made things into being instantaneously, at that moment, immediately. Yet they couldn't make the correlation between that account and this man in front of them. Dear friends in Christ, you've been made known, or you've been made to know how Jesus is capable of doing these things. Through God's Holy Spirit in you, at work in you, you have been made so that you know Jesus was true man and true God. But how often do we forget the things that we hear week to week? How often do you make the connections from one scripture text to another? You have received the Spirit to recognize that Jesus is both true man and true God. He has the power by a single word to send demons packing. And yet he will say that he came for a different reason. He will demonstrate a more excellent way. As word about the demon's exorcism spread, Jesus went to the house of Simon Peter. Now Simon Peter's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she rose and began to serve them. Now while we don't see demons being cast out too often, we do see illnesses being relieved. Yet the way in which Jesus was able to accomplish his healing demonstrated great power. He rebuked the fever of Simon Peter's mother-in-law with the same word used as he told the demon to be silent and to come out of the man. The same word. But what is more than that, Simon Peter's mother-in-law was able to immediately get up and begin serving them. Now, if any of you have ever had a high fever or know someone who has, how quickly were you able to get up and do what you wanted to do or to get up and get back to work? I can imagine it wasn't too quickly. But at Jesus' word, it happened like that. By his mere word, the fever left Simon Peter's mother-in-law so that she was able to get up and begin serving them. When God spoke in creation, it happened. And when Jesus spoke, demons were cast out. Illnesses were relieved. The people around didn't recognize Jesus' godliness, but they did recognize his power. When the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many. Dear friends in Christ, you know how Jesus is capable of working out diseases and even demons today. Using the mask of doctors, nurses, pastors, and anyone that God so chooses, he is able to accomplish these things. He is able to heal many. Yet you know from the Spirit that these healings are not enough. Speaking in tongues, even those of angels, healing, doing works of help, none of these is sufficient in and of themselves. Any of those higher gifts to which Paul himself said earnestly desire the higher gifts are still not that more excellent way. That is still to come. That is still to be demonstrated in Jesus' very life. When it was day, Jesus departed and went into a desolate place. And the people sought him and came to him and would have kept him from leaving them. But he said to them, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose. And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. These days there's a lot of preaching. You can hear it on the TV, on the radio, in newspaper articles, online, and probably a myriad of other places. Yet how many of them preach the way that Jesus did? Last weekend we heard how Jesus preached in Nazareth. He read to the people from the scroll of Isaiah, and taking his seat, he then said, today the scripture is fulfilled in your very presence. He preached law and gospel. How many of the preachers these days use the same methods that Jesus did? Today there are many who claim to be able to heal the sick and expel demons, but do they preach what Jesus did? Jesus preached good news to the poor. He preached that he had come to save all of us sinners from our sins. And when the fullness of time would come, Jesus was born. He taught and he healed. But all of that was on his way to the cross. And that is the very way that is the most excellent way. Jesus' way to the cross. His death on the cross and resurrection from the tomb paved the way for you to follow. All of your sins have been forgiven. You bear them no more. You can now follow Jesus along that very same way. As you live your life as a Christian pursuing the higher gifts, the gifts of teaching, healing, speaking with tongues, healing, and helping, through the Spirit, you will always recognize there is that more excellent way. The way you hear about in church. The one who is Christ Jesus, who says of himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is your Savior from sin, death, the devil, and any other demons or illnesses of this world. When the time is right, Jesus will return, and these will no longer be. But his way will remain. In the name of Jesus, who is the life, the truth, and the way. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds ever faithful unto life everlasting. Amen.